There are Masmidim Bechinas now. So yesterday and today were the first two. Tomorrow there's going to be another session. So I may have to start shiur a little late, but I'll try to give shiur. What time is shiur on Thursday? 1:45. 10:45. I may come a few minutes late. And then again, we're going to have Bechinas on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So I may come again a little late. I'll try not to. Okay, where are we? Tomorrow is Thursday. So we're going to pick up somewhere in the first perek. Where are we? Something on Daf. On Yud Aleph on the base, I think. Maybe the bottom of Yud Aleph on the Aleph. Either the bottom of Yud Aleph Man Aleph or Yud Aleph on the base. Okay. And where are we now? In Tfilas HaShachar. So Rabbi Gamliel here, we saw the Gemara Chav Zainan Beis. Rabbi Gamliel gave Rabbi Yeshua a hard time on different occasions, and the Tanoim felt that they had had it, and they decided to, they didn't have a loudspeaker, so they always had a Meturgman. The Meturgman knew how to speak louder than the Rabbonim did know how to speak loud. So they used to have a Meturgman. He wasn't translating, he was just saying over the Shia, louder than the Rosh Yeshiva. So they told the Meturgamon he should stop saying over the Shia. And they decided they're firing the chief rabbi. You can fire the chief rabbi. The Nahar Shaila, whom should they appoint? Does the chief rabbi have any special status on Pi Halacha? Yes, to speak, he's a dignitary. He speaks on all the special occasions. Okay. Whenever there's a something doing. But does he have any special dinim? Let's say the Nossi. There's a Sawyer Nossi. If a private person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, Ritz Chel V'Adam B'Shoigeg, he violates an Issa Kores B'Shoigeg, so Kol Shaz Don HaKores Shigigos HaChatas Shibing HaChatas Shibing HaKizba Osira. If the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, so he brings a Par Kohen Gadol. He brings a kizba osira. When a yochid violates an issa kores b'shogeg, he brings in a keva. If the kohen gadol is mechal shabbos b'shogeg, he brings a par. If the nasi asher nasi yechta, so the nasi is the melech, so the nasi brings a soyer nasi, also zocher, not in the keva. The gemara has a shaila: does the rosh hasanhedrin also have the din of nasi or not? The gemara says no. This din of nasi, soyer nasi, that instead of bringing a kizbo osira, you bring a soyer zocher. So that's only by the melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But there's another din, that din of nasi doesn't apply. But there's another din of nasi, nasi b'yamcha lo sa'or, you're not allowed to curse the nasi. So that din, the Rambam quotes from Mechilta, that din, nasi b'yamcha lo sa'or, applies both to the melech and to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The chief rabbi, if today the chief rabbi is just a political position, but if it would be the head of this, we don't have any Sanhedrin today. But the Rosh HaSanhedrin has a special din of the Nasi. If one curses a Mekal Odom Yisrael, is loike, even though it's a lav shem ba maisa, the Gemara says, kol lo says shem ba maisa, ein loike molav, you only get malkas. You only get malchus if you violate a loy sese that's similar to lo sachsum shor bedisha. Where'd they get that from? Because the Gemara says, in chumish dvarim only, we darshan smuchim. If you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, that's called a hekesh. You have two dinim written in psukim that are next to each other, that's called smuchim. The Gemara said, there's a machlekes hatanoim, and we paskin, you only darshan smuchim in Mishneh Torah. The Gemara said, the reason why it's in Yibam is daf dalet or aleph, I think. So on the side of the Gemara, they have Rabbi Tzala Ransburg was in the Bezna of the Nerdy Behuda in the 1700s. So in the Gemara, every 20 blot, they have a comment, Rabbi Tzala Ransburg. He has a girsa there from the Ravon that Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar, and he started reviewing Kol HaTorah Kula with the Tzibur on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So he had a little, a month and a week, and then he died. So he chazed Kol HaTorah Kula with them. and he was saying over from memory. He was saying over Torah Shabbat Peh. So he said over one din. By association, that reminded him of another din. By association, the second din reminded him of the third din. Then the Rosh Lam said that he was giving a langa drasha for a month and a week. He gave a long drasha and he reviewed Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Rosh Lam told him, now write up some of the dinim that you said, not necessarily word for word, but he said, he spoke like a human being. Rosh Hashanah said, write it up in the order that you delivered it. So everything is connected. Each din is connected to the next din because Moshe Rabbeinu originally said it in his own language. He said one din by association to remind him of another din. So we assume Chumash Dvarim, Midashim Smuchim, only Chumash Dvarim. So the Pasuk says, if the Bezin decides that someone is a Rasha, he deserves Malkus, you give him the Malkus. So that Pasuk says, right next to the Pasuk, so that's the whole theme, that's the whole premise of the third Perek in Malkus, Elein Aloiken. Who gets Malkus? Either Losachs Meshar B'disha, something that's similar to Losachs Meshar B'disha. So one of the dinim of similar the machlokes hatanan we paskin as be alav sheish ba maisa alav sheish ba maisa ain loikem alav, but the Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule chutz binish ba meimer and kalach aver b'shem. If you curse another Jew, you violate the pasuk loisa kalach erish. Not even allowed to curse a deaf man who doesn't hear you curse. Not even allowed to curse a deaf man. So if you curse other misa, you get once malchus. If your father has smicha, so there's a second love. Elohim lo yisikalel. Elohim is both Loshen Chol and Loshen Kol. Loshen Chol means a dayan has smicha. Today the smicha is imitation smicha, so it's not for real. But when they had real smicha, yish ben pish, Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's called nikar balabai sael to Elohim. Loshen Chol is not Loshen Kodesh. If it's Kodesh, then we say Elohim. If it's Loshen Chol, you pronounce it with a hey. So if the father has smicha, then there are two loves. The love Losikal Cherish and the love of Elohim Losikalel. And if the father not only has smicha, but he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin, or he's the Melech, then you violate a third love, Nasi Yamcha Losor. So there, the word Nasi goes on both the Rosh HaSanhedrin and the Melech. In the Parsha of Sawyer Nasi, in Parsha of Vayikra, that if the Nasi is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, or Yitzchel V'dam, he violates one of these three Koris B'Shoigeg, then he brings, instead of bringing Kizbo Sira, he brings the Sora Nasi. The Gemara shows from the Psukim that only applies to the Melech. The Rosh HaSanhedrin has a halachic status, not just a political position. Like the chief rabbi today is all political, but the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So they decided they're going to fire, if they fire the Rosh HaSanhedrin and you curse him, then you only get one Malkus. You don't get twice Malkus. You get Malkus. Losu kalacherish, you get malchus for Elohim. Losu kalach, his smicha was not revoked, and the law for nasa biyamcha losar. If they fire him, so he's no longer the Rosh HaSanhedrin, so you won't get malchus for them. That's a question. Can you fire the Rosh HaSanhedrin? Gemara has a din malam hakodesh v'lo mariden. Not right. Let's say a Kohen Gadol is an old man and he has to retire. He can barely walk. They appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So you don't fire the Kohen Gadol. You don't have to give him the salary. He's retired now. But he still retains the din of Kohen Gadol. In his old age, he's not allowed to marry an almana. Let's say his wife dies. He's still a Kohen Gadol. If he wants to marry an almana, they have to fire him. That's not nice to fire a Kohen Gadol. You only fire a Kohen Gadol if he did an aver, if he did something wrong. But if he didn't do anything wrong, just he wants to marry an almana, to tell him, don't marry an almana, marry someone else. But if they you can. The Tosfos in Yuma quotes the Yerushalmi. The Kohen Gadol is mismana mipeh, he can be mistalik mipeh. The same people who appointed him can fire him. But it's usually not right. Malam HaKadosh Olam HaRitin, you don't fire. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol and it becomes Tameh, an Erev Yom Kippur, and it's going to take him 7 days to have Hazal Shlishi Shvi by Tomei Meis, and then he's going to go to Mikra. He can't do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. You have to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So you don't fire the old Kohen Gadol. You appoint a new one. You do Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, and the Bai Sheni, they didn't have Shem and Amishcha, so he had Merubah B'Godim, and the new Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. But then, after Yom Kippur is over, the old Kohen Gadol takes back his job. So here, Here, it's a question. Did they fire Rabbi Gamliel? Or they just told him to step down, to retire? Whatever. So then they were discussing whom should they appoint to be the new head of the Sanhedrin. We can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua. He was the Baal Maaseh. It's because Rabbi Gamliel mistreated Rabbi Yeshua that they fired him. So then they got to appoint Rabbi Yeshua as the new Rosh HaSanhedrin. That'll be very, very hurtful to Rabbi Gamliel. So they didn't want to hurt him. Maybe he deserved, but they didn't want to hurt him. So they said, they're not going to appoint Rabbi Yeshua. They can't appoint Rabbi Akiva, even though he was the whole Torah Shebaal Peh went to Rabbi Akiva. It says because he was a descendant from Gerim, and Dilma Anishle Lesle Schusavis. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel was hurt, so he may pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pour out his heart in his private davening that it's not right that Rabbi Akiva was appointed instead of him. So maybe Min HaShemayim they'll punish Rabbi Akiva. So they didn't want, he didn't have so much yichus, he was from Gerim. So they didn't want to appoint. So they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azar. So the Gemara says he was only 17 at that time. How does the Gemara say? He was 18. He had the third line from the top on Chav Chesem and Ahu Yaimba that day that they wanted to appoint him. Bartam Nisrei Shneiav. He's only 18 years old. And his wife said, "You look so young. No one's going to respect you." So that day, a miracle occurred. It's Rachish Lein. Nisa Adrele Tam Nisrei Dori Chivrosa. There are 18 streaks, what was it? 18 streaks of white grew in his beard, and he looked ancient overnight. Overnight he aged. That's why he says, Hari Anik Eben Shim Mishon. He wasn't really 70, but he looked like he was 70 years old. On this Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, that expression, Hari Anik Eben Shim Mishon, he quotes some other source. Another Tana said it, and we don't have any story why he said Hari Anik Eben Shim Mishon. So he said, you don't understand. How did Gemara know that that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant? The other Tana, you don't have any story. And he said, also such a loshen. So that's a good question. The Gemara explains over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hari Anik Eben Shim Mishon is a reference to this miracle that occurred. But by the other Tana, there was no miracle. So what happened? So Rabbi Gamliel had a policy, they only allowed Talmidim to come learn in the yeshiva if it's Tocho Kibaro. So they would interview every Talmud, and they would have to psychoanalyze him. Is he really a Yirei Shamayim? So he comes dressed like Joe College. They wouldn't let him join the smicha program. Has to be baro. Has to look like a Yirei Shamayim, and have to psychoanalyze him. And they have to be convinced that his tocho kibaro, that inside is not a fake. Inside is a Yirei Shamayim. They only allowed those students to come learn in the yeshiva. That was always a big machlokes for generation after generation. The first Mishnah Pirkei Avos has Heimam Shlosha Dvarim Anshei Knesset HaGedola. What were the three things? Anybody remember? Amida Talmidim Harbe, I think, is one of them. Asei Siyog LaTorah, that's one. And Baisheni, Anshei Knesset HaGedola was the beginning of the Baisheni. Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeres de Rabbanim were instituted during the Baisheni period. Because that was the motto. That was one of the three mottos of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Asei Siyog LaTorah. And another one was Hamida Talmidim Harbe. So the Ovis de Rav Nosson is like a Tosefta. Whenever there's something in the Mishnayos that's a little unclear, so if you look in the Tosefta, sometimes it's more explicit. It's more spelled out. So in Pirkei Ovis, you have the Ovis de Rav Nosson. It spells out a lot of things in the Mishnayos and Ovis in a more explicit fashion, like a Tosefta. So there on the opening Mishnah, Hamida Talmidim Harbe. So the Mishnah of the Rav Nosson spells out there used to be an ongoing machlokes for years and years, generations after generations. Should the yeshiva have only yeshiva lamitzuyonim? There are yeshivas that the name of the yeshiva is yeshiva lamitzuyonim. They only take in the better students. Or no, the policy should be any Talmud, anybody wants to come and learn. So Rabbi Gamliel held you should restrict attendance in the yeshiva only to those who seem to be tocho kibaro. And when they fired Rabbi Gamliel and they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so they added on Itois Vukamas Hapsali. They added on many more benches because there were many more Talmidim. They allowed all the Talmidim to come. The two versions, how many benches did they add? Arba Meir Hapsali, Sheva Me'er Sapsoli. How many benches? Every bench probably had a few people sitting on it. They added quite a few hundreds of students, either 400 benches or 700 benches. Probably each bench had 3-4 seats on it. So they added on quite a few more Talmidim. And then it was Chol Shadaite, the Rabbi Gamliel, and he said, wow, I was preventing so many people from learning if I wouldn't have had that policy. So maybe I'm going to be punished, Min HaShamayim. Dilma Chasu Shalom Manak determined me, so maybe I did wrong with my policy. So he had a dream that night. Achsele Bechelmei, they showed him, they demonstrated to him in his dream, Chatzve Chivri Demalian Kitman, they showed him white barrels that were full of ashes. Garbage. The hundreds of benches, the Shvacha Talmidim, garbage. Don't feel bad. The people you kept out of the yeshiva that they just joined the yeshiva now, nothing is going to come from them. Gemara says, well, Ohi, it's not true. He did wrong. He should have let more Talmidim come. Ha'ili Yisuvi died to Hudi Achsele. Men HaShamayim, they wanted him not to feel too bad, so he showed him such a dream. But the truth of the matter was that he was wrong. That was an ongoing debate. There was never Nipsuk La'alocha in later generations also. The many generations that had this machlokes, that the yeshiva should only be for mitzionim, or you should allow anyone to come into the yeshiva. So then the Gemara says, Tana Adias Boba Yom Nishnis. The Brisa Tana, the Brisa says, Adias Al Mishnah, I say the Boba Yom, that day that they fired Rabbi Gamliel and they appointed Rabbi Mazaya, everybody came out of the woodworks and everybody said over old shitas from earlier generations, like we had on the previous daf, that Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila, and Yain Berabayim Yom is good, even though it's not fully fermented. Talmud Shashach was once brought Arba Shoz by Yom, Halachik Rebut, and so on. He said over all of these things that Rabbi Gamliel never allowed them to say over opinions that disagreed with him. So now in Adias, everybody said over all the old traditions that they said. The whole Adias is Boba Yom Nishmo Chalechad. I mean, in Boba Yom, whenever you have a Braise, says Baba Yom, who Yoma have it means that day when the Rabbi Gamliel was fine. They said over all tradition, they passed over the Shilas. And even though they fired Rabbi Gamliel, he wasn't a sore loser. He came to the Beis Medrash every day to learn. How do you know this? Not. It says in Masechus Yadayim, Baba Yom, that's Baba Yom, that day that he was fired. Bar Yehuda Gera Amoni Lifnei. Lo Yav Amoni Mayavi B'Kal Hashem doesn't mean you can't convert an Amoni Mayavi. You can convert them, but they can't marry a Jewish girl. Lo Yav B'Kal Hashem. We pass from Kal Gerim Lo Yikri Kohol. So the Amoni Mayavi can marry any other Ger, even though the other Ger is not for Amoni Mayavi. Kal Gerim Lo Yikri Kohol, so that all of a Mamzer, Lo Yav Amamzer B'Kal Hashem. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, but a Mamzer can marry a Gioris. It's not going to help too much. The children are going to be mamzerim. If one of their parents is a mamzer, the children will be mamzerim. See, it didn't help too much. According to Moshe Feinstein, it'll help. Let's say a person is a mamzer, a man is a mamzer, and he wants to have children. So all the children will be mamzerim. So Moshe has a chiddush that artificial insemination, let's say if a woman is an eshesish and she has artificial insemination from someone other than her husband, that does not create mamzeris. That's chiddush number one. Not everybody agreed to that, but that was what Moshe said, and that's the way it's accepted. Everybody accepts that psak. Not a mamzer. But Aisha had a chiddush on top of the chiddush, that if someone not only does artificial insemination not create mamzeris, if an eshesish is inseminated from someone else, let's say the husband is a mamzer, and he doesn't want to have children who are mamzerim, so he practices birth control all the time. And then when he wants to have children, he'll have artificial insemination. So even though he already is a mamzer, the husband was born from an eshesish zinsa, from a brother and a sister, he's a mamzer. If he has artificial insemination with his own wife, Moshe has a chiddush that the children will not be mamzerim. Not only does artificial insemination not create mamzeris, it doesn't even transmit mamzeris. If the mother is a mamzeris, it doesn't help artificial insemination. The baby bounces out of her rechem, so the child is going to be a mamzer. But if the father, the donor of the zera, is a mamzer, and the child only was born through artificial insemination, Moshe thinks the child will not be a mamzer. That's a chiddush, a very big chiddush. The whole thing is a big chiddush, okay? So the din is that a kahal, this is machlokes satano, in the end of kiddushin, whether kahal gay mikri kohal or not. So a mamzer is not allowed to marry lo yava mamzer b'kal Hashem, but he can marry a giyuris. A ger and a giyuris can marry a mamzer or a mamzeris. The children will be mamzerim unless you have this kula from a moshe by artificial insemination. So the ger amoni came into the base medrash. Amalehem, he said, "Mani love of the kol. I want to marry a Jewish girl." So Rabbi Gamliel was there, so he said right away, "It's a pasuk chumish." Also, at the love of the kol, it's a pasuk. Amalei Rabbi Shua muter. So Amalei Rabbi Shua to the ger muter at the love of the kol. You allowed it. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, it's a pasuk chumish. Amalei Rabbi Shua v'chiyam and amoyim and kamehim oistrim. This is not amen amoyim. All the sacher with bilbul is kol alam kula. So everything is muter. I'm an amoya, but somewhere they were nisarv in the other umas. So they were nisarv in the other umas, and you go basarai. The whole the parish, meruba parish. Amaloi Rabbi Gamliel, what do you mean? The Amon is not the original Amon. No. That happened. But then Amon came back, because the Novi said, Palok Vanemar. The Novi says, Achri Kain, where is it? Where is it? Near me, it says. Achri Kain, Oshav Shvuz Bnei Amon, Yom Hashem. So the Novi predicted in advance, Benavua, that Amon is going to return, and it did return. So this Yehuda Ger Amoni is an Amoni. He came from the Amon after they came back to Eretz Amon. That's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Amalei Rabbi Shua, that's not true. The Navi predicted that the day will come someday in the future, but it didn't necessarily come yet. The Bnei Yisrael didn't return back. They returned back in 1948, they returned back. But not in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua. That was centuries ago. They didn't return back. So to the other pasuk in Yirmiyah, it wasn't fulfilled. That prophecy was not yet fulfilled. So all of the nations are mixed together, and you go Basarai, called the Parish Meruba Parish. So here, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes an interesting comment. They have Gilyone HaShas. Rabbi Yosef Engel had a Shas with a wide margin. He used to write on the margin. So then later, he gave, during his lifetime, he gave over, I think he printed it during his lifetime, he gave over all of his Svarim on the Gemara, that they should print all of the He'orah that he has on the Gilyon. So he has a He'orah here, a very interesting din. The Gemara has a din in the end of Kiddushin. The Mamza Sofik is Mutter. Lo Yava Mamza B'Kal Hashem Mamza Vaday and Mamza Sofik is Mutter. It's only also Midirabbanan. So why did... But a Mamza Sofik is Mutter in a Torah, even if it's 50-50. So why does the Gemara say called the Parish Meruba Parish? Why do you need a Raiv? If it would be a Taruvus of 50-50, would have also been Mutter. That's an interesting assumption, that Mamzer Sofik is Mutter doesn't only apply to Mamzer, applies to all Psulei Kohol. Even Amon Amoyab Sofik and Sofik Mitzvi Vedoimi, all the Psulei Kohol. Not only Mamzer Sofik, all Psulei Kohol the Sofik are Mutter. So the Rishonim is, I think he quotes a Rav Yoh. So why did you need called the Parish Meruba Parish? The Raiva, Lohokel. Why don't you just say it's a Sofik? It's a Sofik Mamzer is Mutter. Sofik Amoni is Mutter. So the answer is, perhaps he doesn't quote the whole answer there. Perhaps the answer is that Sofik Mamzer is also Midrabbana. That's Shtuki Vasufi. They asked Midrabbana. So if it would have not been a Raiv called the Parish Meruba Parish, it would have been also Midrabbana. But once you have called the Parish Meruba, the Raiva of the people, we don't know who anybody is now. So the Rav of the people are not Amon Amoyev and Mitzvi Vedoimi. Rav of them are not from those Psuliko. So that's why even with the Rabbanan there's no Chumra. Called the Parish Meruba Parish, even with the Rabbanan there's no Chumra. So they accepted this dispute between Rabbi Gamliel after he was fired. While he would be the chief rabbi, he wouldn't allow anyone to express their disagreeing opinion. They fired him, so he was like all the other Tanoim. So the majority of the Tanoim agreed with Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, the fellow's allowed to marry a Jewish girl. He doesn't have to marry a Geris. The majority agreed with Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, he said to himself, they voted against me. So he didn't realize he was stifling all the opposing positions, and he didn't realize the majority was against him. They fired him, and now the Shaila came up, right? The first Shaila came up after he's fired, and the majority said not like him. So he said, I better apologize. I better go apologize. He comes to his home and he sees Chazino Lashisa de Beisa. He sees the walls of his home, the walls of the home of Rabbi Yeshua at the Mishachran. They're black. He must be a blacksmith. Your house is filthy, your house is dirty. So Omalei, so Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Gamliel, Oy Lilador, woe unto this generation, that you were the leader of the generation. He didn't realize that that's what I do for a living. I'm a blacksmith and my health is filthy. If you would have been a better chief rabbi, you would have seen to it that everybody would make a decent parnasa and I wouldn't have to be a blacksmith. I wouldn't have to live in such a dirty house. So you say, I agree that I did wrong. Please, I apologize. Please forgive me. So he ignored him. Rabbi Shua ignored him because he had hurt his feelings for so many times. Then he said, please forgive me, not because of me. Maybe I deserve to be fired. Please forgive me. I'm from the rabbinic family. They were descendants from Hillel. They were descendants from Hillel. So the Gemara says, P.S. Then he said, okay, I forgive you out of Kvod Abba, out of respect for your family. So then the two of them said, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, so the war is over. I apologize, and you accepted my apology. Let's now go notify the rest of the Rabbanim and the Yeshiva that I apologize. So they would discuss, man lezel, who should go, who's going to go tell the Talmidim and the Yeshiva that the war is over, that we made peace. There was a Chinaman, a laundry man. I'll go tell them that the war is over, that they apologized, they made friends again. Rabbi Yeshua, the one who accepted his apology, sent a message by the Kobes. Kobes was also a learned Tana, but that's what he did for a living. Each Tana had a Parnasa. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua said, go give them the following message in my name. The one who always wore the uniform of being the chief rabbi should continue to function as chief rabbi. The one who never wore the uniform, like Madim. The uniform in the Israeli army is called Madim. So Madim is a uniform. So one who never wore the garments of the chief rabbi, does he have a right to tell the present chief rabbi, give me your suit and I want to take over the chief rabbi? In other words, we should give the position of the chief rabbi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, back to Rabbi Gamliel. So they didn't believe that when the Koveis came to the Beis Medrash to tell the Talmidim and Yeshiva that Rabbi Yeshua sent a message, they thought the Koveis was lying. They thought he's a faker. So the Gemara says, Omaluhu Rabbi Akiva the Rabbana. Rabbi Akiva was there. He told the Talmidim, lock the gates of the Beis Medrash, because obviously Rabbi Gamliel is sending this faker to tell everybody a lie that he made up. He made peace with Rabbi Yeshua, and the Koveis said the name of Rabbi Yeshua that we should give the chief rabbi position back to Rabbi Gamliel. So he said, "True Kilgali, lock the gates of the Lelesi Avodei the Rabbi Gamliel, the Avodim Rabbi Gamliel, the Tzarei the Rabbanan. They're going to annoy the Talmidim and Yeshiva." So then the Koveis went back to Rabbi Yeshua. He said, "I gave the message, and they didn't accept it. They think I'm a liar. They don't believe that you said it." I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Mutav Deikam Veizal Anor Lagabai. I better go myself and give him the message. But they locked the gates, so they didn't let anybody in. So he was knocking on the gates. And he said, he screamed out loud, and they recognized his voice. He was always there. Amalei, Amalahu. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Mazeh b'mazeh yazeh. The one who always, the kohen who always did, not a kohen, he's a tohar al atomei. when you have a tamei meis, you have to have hazor shlishi shvi. Then you go to the mikveh to become tor. So he said, "Maze be maze yaze." The one who always used to do hazor should continue. And his father, his family, they always did. Shena lo maze v'loy ben maze. But one who never was and he's not the son of a maze should go tell the guy. Yomel maze be maze. You should tell the one who has the tradition. Mecha mei moara. You need maim chaim al keli, and you have to have mix in eifa paraduma. Eifa makla means if you burn wood and you get ashes from wood. You can't take ashes from wood and mix it into plain water. You have to have maim chaim al keli, has to be mei mayon. Maim chaim means from a mayon, not from a nohor. If one is tummy, you can either be tovel in a mikveh or a mayon. A mikveh is kovel b'kaimai, stagnant water. The rainwater that collects, or the snow that melts, has to be stagnant. That's what the word kovu bakami has to be as borin. Zochlin is no good. Zochlin means if the water is rolling down the mountainside, zochlin is absurd deraisa by a mikveh, by mayon, it has to be zochlin. Mayon, the source of the water, is from under the ground. The water from under the ground also comes. There's a water cycle. The water from under the ground also comes from the rain. But it was rolling under the ground for a while before it shoots up again. That's a discussion. How far does it have to roll under the ground? That it no longer has to be eshborin. The rainwater, if it's zeichlin, if it's rolling down a mountain and someone has a kli or someone is not dressed and he wants to be teivel, it can't be teivel and zeichlin. That has to be mikveh. Mikveh means cover the kind. It's stagnant. Eshborin. Eshborin means a shever, a crack in the ground, and the water is stagnant. But if it's a mayon, if the source of the water is from under the ground, all the water comes from the sky. All the water in the world, the Gemara says in the first parak in Tanya, all the water in the world, all the water is Maim Shuvim already. By now, every drop of water in the world was once held in a container. But when you cook and the water evaporates, goes back to the sky, then it rains and it snows again, you start all over again. It's considered like Panim Chadoshes. You start all over. It's only called Maim Shuvim if it was in this Mahadura, in this lifetime. When it came down a second time, was it held in a kli? Then it's maim shuvim. It's no good for the mikveh. So that's what they say. That's what Rabbi Yeshua came in person, and instead of giving the mashal madim mandalavish madim, he gave another mashal mazeh ben mazeh. The one who always did hazor shlishi shvi to make, and then after hazor shlishi shvi he can go to the mikveh, become tahar. So he said the lashon. Maza ben maza yaza, the one who always did hazor should continue. One who never did hazor, yom ala maza ben maza, you should say, me mecha me mora, the water that you use is no good because it's not mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means me mayon as opposed to me mikveh. Me mora means the water was sitting there for a long time. So he has no right to tell the maza, me mecha me mora, and it's no good afro chayfa makla, it's ashes, that's not acceptable. You only have to have eifer para. You have to burn a whole paraduma. Not so easy to burn a whole animal. So he told Rabbi Yeshua, came himself, knocked on the door, Taref Abava, and he said, they're living in peace again together. Omale Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva was there. Rabbi Kiva thought the first guy who came was a faker. The Kovis was a faker. He thought it's from Abde Rabbi Gamliel, and he's telling a lie. So Rabbi Akiva says he realized Rabbi Yeshua came this time. He recognized his voice. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, and this payasta, you forgave him. You made peace with him. The whole machloikis, the whole firing of Rabbi Gamliel was in your honor. So we better reconsider the whole story. You and I, Rabbi Akiva says, you and I, Rabbi Yeshua and I, we should go to Pischa to Rabbi Gamliel. And we should appoint him again. We should tell him that he gets his position back. So the shayla was, what should they? Amr Hechen Ne'evit. What should we do? Ne'evre. Should we fire Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? That's not right. Gemiri, we have a tradition. Malam HaKodesh Ve'im Aridin. He didn't do anything wrong. We used him to take to appoint a chief head of the Sanhedrin. But it's not right to fire him. Nidrish Machodesh Shabbat, Machodesh Shabbat. Every other Shabbos, Rabbi Gamliel should give the shir. And every other Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should give the shir. Gemara says, Osi lekanuye. It's not going to be a peaceful solution to the situation. Ella, Rabbi Gamliel was there for years, and his family, he was the descendant from Hillel. Ella lidrish, Rabbi Gamliel, plosu shabbat, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, choda. Every month, there are four shabbos in a month. So let Rabbi Gamliel give the shiur three times a month, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah give once a month. On the side, on the margin, they have the Rambam and other Rishonim seem to have a different girsa. That Rabbi Gamliel should give twice a month, and Rabbi Shur should give, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah once, instead of three times a month and once a month, it should be two to one. Rabbi Gamliel should give two Shabbosim in a row, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah should give one. And that's why every so often you have a Lashon and the Gemara, they give you the whole list on the side. One of the more famous ones is the beginning of Chagiga. The Gemara says, Shabbos shal mihoisa. Whose Shabbos was it? What do you mean, Shabbos shal mihoisa? Shalablazim azariah hoisa was. That's in one of the Amar Mekaymas, that's what it said. But that's what they were there. Whoever missed the shear of the chief rabbi, they asked, whose turn was it this week to give the shear? Then they said, what did he say? So sometimes it would be Rablazim azariah, sometimes it would be Rabbi Gamliel. And then the Gemara just gives you the historical footnote. Oh, it's the Talmud, the one who asked the Shaila in the first place, who made the whole machlokes. That was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Well, he didn't realize it was going to cause such a machlokes. Okay, then the Gemara has the machlokes hatanaim ken yedavin musaf all day long. So the machlokes hachanim and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only daven musaf till the end of Zayin Shoyes, and that's it. Because in the Beis Hamikdash, they never brought the Musafim after Zayin Shoyes. So we can, and the Zman of the Tfilas was instituted corresponding to the Zman, the actual Zman, not the theoretical Zman, the actual Zman of the Karbon. Since they never brought the Musafim after Zayin Shoyes is 1 hour after Chatzos. Chatzos is Shei Shoyes. Zayin Shoyes 1 hour after Chatzos. Shoyes Manias, and that's 16 minutes, Shoyes Manias. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shal Musafim Kalayam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, true, we paskin Musafim Kalayam, however, v'nikra posheya. But it's not right. L'chatchila, everyone agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, you should really finish, at least start davening, not finish. On Yom Kippur, we start the tefillah b'lachash before Zayin Shoyes, but the chazan takes several hours to say Chazoras Hashem. So we assume that Nikup is not, if the din would be like Reb Yehuda, that you have to daven Musa before Zayin Shoyes, so then the Stam of the Chazan has to finish Chazaras HaShatz before Zayin Shoyes. But we don't paskin like Reb Yehuda, we paskin Nikup Posheya. So as long as you start the Tefillah Balachash before Sof Zayin Shoyes, even though the Chazaras HaShatz is not going to begin till way after, and it's going to go extend for hours and hours later, that's not called Nikra Posheya. But it's not right. We mentioned a week ago or so that Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. Shlomo Kluger had a grandson. It was named after him. His name was Rav Shlomo Kluger. And he abridged the father's tshuva. So Rav Shlomo Kluger's tshuvas are usually a few pages long. So he put over 1,000, I think there are 1,200 tshuvas in one little sefer. And he took out only the one paragraph that was the punchline that has the whole vort in it. So he condensed, he abbreviated many, many tshuvas. So he has, he complains that on Simchas Torah, when we want to show Kavod HaTorah, so we violate all the dinim. A lot of people are sitting when they're walking around with the Simchas Torah, you're not allowed to sit. You have to stand, unless you're in a different room. But you're not in a different room. And then number two, a lot of people, the hakafas take forever. A lot of people forget, and they'll eat candies. They give candies to the children. Some of the adults also eat. And they forgot, you can't eat, not on Leil Simchas Torah, before you say Kiddush, and you say Amoitzia, not on Simchas Torah in the morning. You're not allowed to eat on Shabbos Yantar before you make Kiddush. And the third mistake that they make is that they don't begin to daven Musaf until after Zayin Shoyes. That's Nikra Posheya. They have Hakafas take forever. That's not right. Hakafas should not take forever. Should be Lekatze. Nikra Posheya. Tan Rabban Hoylefanu Shtei Tvilas is Bisor. Ready? Ach Shal Mincha, Ach Shal Musaf. It's ready half an hour after Chatzos. So you can daven both Musaf and Mincha. So which do you daven first? As far as I'm concerned, I don't care which one. So if I want to daven, there's going to be a minyan for Mincha later. I don't want to daven Musaf now. I want to daven Musaf now. It was Rosh Chodesh, I had to run to work. And now I'm not going to get a minyan for Musaf anywhere now. At the end of the day, it's a long day. At the end of the day, I go to shul, I'll daven Mincha. So now I'm only interested in davening Musaf. So you daven Musaf and Shoyin. But if there isn't any minyan for Mincha later on, he wants to daven both Musaf and Mincha now, and to him it doesn't make a difference, A or B, first A and then B, or first B and then A. So then it's a machlok de satanayim. What should this say to be lechatchil? So we who paskan against Reb Yehuda that you really can daven Musaf all day long, so more correct is you should daven Mincha first and then daven Musaf, because Torah b'shani Torah, Torah koydim. That's how we paskan. And we mentioned the Chazon Ish said, based on this Gemara, you can reconstruct that the din would be in the Beis Hamikdash like that. If it would be late in the afternoon, and it's time to bring both the Talmud Shel Bein Habayim and the Musaf, and you didn't bring either yet, so he said, we bring Lechatchila the Talmud Shel Bein Habayim, and only afterwards the Musaf. Even though there's a din essay the Hashlama, Kol HaKabonos have to be brought before Talmud Shel Bein Habayim. But if it's late in the afternoon and you didn't bring the Musaf yet, you didn't bring the Talmud Shel Bein Habayim, we would say in the Beis Hamikdash Guf for Talmud Tadu B'Shein and Tadu Tadu Kod. Tachidish. Chazon Ish said it based on this Gemara. Mispalel Shol, what they say, Mispalel Shem Mincha first, Pakach Mispalel Shem Musaf, because Tadu B'Shein and Tadu Tadu Kod. And Reb Yehuda disagrees, L'shitas Reb Yehuda holds, you cannot daven Musaf after Zayin Shoes. Mincha you can daven later, but you cannot. You can daven, according to Reb Yehuda, you can daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha. But Musaf you can daven past Zayin Shoes. So this a mitzvah averis is mitzvah shein averis. So according to Reb Yehuda's opinion that Musaf is a mitzvah averis, he better daven Musaf first and then daven Mincha later on. Reb Yochanan, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Reb Yehuda? Do we paskin like the Chacham? Do we paskin davening Musaf before Zayin Shoes is ma'akev? That's Reb Yehuda's opinion. They say, no, it's only nikra posheya. You violated alachatchila, but it's not ma'akev. So Reb Yochanan's aloche, mispal shem mincha v'akach mispal shem Musaf. Because we don't paskin like Reb Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim, that you can daven Musaf all day long, and therefore you say Tadir b'shenet Tadir, Tadir kaidim. You should daven Mincha first. We don't paskin like Reb Yehuda. Then the Gemara tells the story. Reb Zerika Abicholish Migirste, when he was his mind needed some relaxation. Sometimes people concentrate too hard on learning, they get sick. So Reb Zera, when he got sick, when he was learning too fiercely and he needed a break, he was sitting in front of that yeshiva, and Omar, he said to himself, when the Talmidim will walk by, I'll stand up. I'm not in a frame of mind now. I'm not healthy enough to concentrate on learning. He's going to get sick. He's going to learn more. He has to take it easy. So what's he going to do? He's going to watch TV. So he says he's going to sit near the entrance to the yeshiva. When every bocher comes in, kichalfi rabbanim, when the talmidim come in, I'll stand up out of respect. I'll get reward for being mechabed tamid chacham. So the Rosh Yeshiva came. It was his yeshiva, Nasim Atuvi. I'm late. Mana, so somebody asked somebody, I don't know who asked whom. I'm late. Mana, I'm aloha be midrasha. Who said over at Dvar Torah today? I'm late. Hacham, Rabbi Yechanan, ain't aloha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Someone said over a name, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachmei Bavel, probably the Chachmei Bavel, never heard, they rarely heard anything, name Rabbi Yechanan. They said, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein alachik Rabbi Yehuda." The Amr is Svalonim Shal Musaf Akach Shal Mincha. We paskin that Musaf you can bring all day long, only Nikra Poshea. And therefore, the klal of mitzvah there is mitzvah shena there. That klal doesn't apply. So we apply the other klal. Tana b'shena tada. You should daven Mincha first. Right. So he said, "Marama alachik be midrash." I'm lehacham Rabbi Yochanan. And I look at Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass on Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei, so the one who's listening says, Rabbi Yochanan, Amara? Ooh, they say the name Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, and So he chazed it over 40 times to make sure he doesn't forget. He was so excited, he said it 40 times. Rabbi Yechanan said that we don't paskan like Rabbi Meir regarding Musaf Kol Hayom. We don't paskan like Rabbi Yudah, that it's a mitzvah of eris. Musaf is a mitzvah of eris. We paskan only Nikra Posheya, and if you have to daven Mincha and Musaf, it's preferable to daven first Mincha than Musaf. So he says it over 40 times. Amalei, so the one who's telling him, says, is this the one and only thing that you heard in the name of Yechon that you got so excited that you said it over 40 times to make sure that you don't forget it? Or is it Chodas Hiloch? Or is it a new thing that you never heard before, but you heard other things in the name of Yechon? Is it Chodahi, the one and only thing you heard, that's why you're so excited? Or Chodas Hiloch? Or is it a Chiddush that you never heard this psak? Amalei Chodas Hiloch? No. It's a new thing because I heard that the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So now you tell me the correct person who said it was not Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They were contemporaries of each other. Rabbi Yechon was the same generation. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is at the same time. That's the end of the Tekufas HaTanoim, beginning of the Tekufas Amoraim. So he says, he's so Amalei Chadasi Li. It's a new din that I never heard before correctly. I always heard the name Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now you tell me, Rabbi Yechman said, it's I want to chazer it 40 times to make sure I don't forget it. Then the Gemara says, I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. You're not Yotze. If you dab a Musa after Sheva Shos, you're not Yotze. Because it's a mitzvah, Shezmano Averis. All of our customers, you blew it, you missed it. Shine. Then the Gemara says, Omer Ablozer, three lines from the bottom. Call him a spout filler, shall shachris. Same thing, same postic. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you can't daven shachris after Dalet Shos, period. if you missed it, b'shoigeg, you woke up late, then you have to daven at the later minyan. That's called tashlumin. That's what the Kesef Mishnah said on the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he paskins like that. Because the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda as far as Dalet Shos of Shachris. So that's what the Gemara says. Omer Rabbi Loza, three lines from the bottom. Call him a spalt filo shal Shachris lacha Dalet Shos Rabbi Yehuda. All over Kosovo, the same as davening Musa. You have to design Shos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's ma'akev. He can't daven Shachris after Dalet Shos, and you can't have a Musaf after Zayin Shos. Right? What does the Gemara continue on the top of Amud Beis? Raviv Yecholash. Raviv, you didn't feel well. But they also the Pirka de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef gave Shir. So Raviv was one of the Talmidim, and he didn't show up. The Mocha, the next day, Ki also when Raviv did show up, so Abai wanted to make Rabbi Yosef feel good. Boy, Abai lanuche daite Rabbi Yosef. Yesterday, Rabbi Yosef gave a shir, and this Rabbi Yehuda wasn't there. So he said to him in the presence of Rabbi Yosef, "My time lost. I'm out of pirka. How come Rabbi Yehuda? How come you didn't show up yesterday in the shir? He was tovea. How come you weren't mechabed Rabbi Yosef to listen to Shomalei?" I didn't feel good and I wasn't up to it. I couldn't come. I'm like, am I let time is me? You should have eaten something. If you were hungry, why don't you eat something and then come to the show? I'm like, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat because apparently it was Rosh Chodesh. You're not allowed to eat before Shachris, that everybody agrees. But apparently yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. And so the slot right after Shachris, when they usually had breakfast, Am Shchedesh they daven Musaf at that time. So he didn't have this, Rabbi Yehuda didn't have any breakfast the day before. So he said, I couldn't eat before I would come to the Shia. The Sabala Ma'ar, the Hoda Rav Huna, the Omar Rav Huna, Asalam, Shiatim Kulam Kodim, Shiatim Tfilah, Sam. So you're not allowed, even to Ima is also before Shachris. The Gemara quoted the Pasuk, we spoke about that. Is it a din d'oraisa? Is only an asmachta mid rabbanan? So the Meiri said in the end of Bob Metzia that according to the Rambam's opinion, that there's an obligation to daven once a day, every day. So he says there's room to say that drasha on that pasuk l'sach l'adam kodem shetes pala avimchem. Maybe it's a real din deraisa. You're not allowed to. You have to daven once a day, every day, and you're not allowed to eat any given day before you daven shachris. Before you, you're not allowed to eat before you daven shachris. Shachris is the once a day. You got to daven. So his, but if it's a day that you daven musaf, so you already did daven shachris. Kodesh shetes pala avimchem doesn't apply. So he quotes Rav Huna. You're not allowed to eat toyim. Not only te'ima is asa, you're not allowed to eat a whole full meal before you shake a lulav. That's the Mishnah in Sukkah. Before you shake a lulav, before you do a mitzvah, shezman averis, let's say, tkiyah shofar and Rosh Hashanah. If you allow people to have a whole meal before they blow shofar, they may get so involved in the meal, they'll eat the meal, then they'll fall asleep, and then they'll sleep to the end of Rosh Hashanah, and they won't blow shofar. So whenever you have a mitzvah, shezman averis, if you don't do it today, you blew it, you lose it, then you're not allowed to eat a whole meal. But te'ima is mutter. To do te'ima before in the yeshivas. They all have, on Rosh Hashanah, they all make Kiddush because they don't want to fast till after Chatzos. Shulchan Aruch says that there's a machlokes, the Geonim are of the opinion that you're permitted to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Even though you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yontov, also behesped of the Tainis. But on Rosh Hashanah, since it's the Yom Adin, so the Gaonim are of the opinion you're allowed to fast. Same thing, Shabbos Shuvah, many Gaonim are of the opinion you're permitted to fast on Shabbos Shuvah. So we don't paskin like that. We paskin Shabbos Shuvah, you have to eat, you're not allowed to fast. And Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to fast either. But because there was such an opinion in the days of the Gaonim, so when Mekel on the Chumr, the Balei HaTos added on the Chumr, that if you don't make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, to left the Chatzos, that's already a Haskalah of Atonis. Where'd they get that from? That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Tainus, let's say there's Atziras Gishamim, there's no rain. So years ago, when there's no rain, it was a big sakana. People can die, the animals can die. No vegetation is going to grow. It's going to be a big sakana. So sometimes if it wouldn't rain, they would be Bezdin would be going to Tainus Monday and Thursday, a couple of weeks in a row. So what's the din? Bezna was going to Tainus and everybody's fasting. Then in the middle of the day, it starts to rain. Do you have to continue fasting to the end of the day or not? So the Mishnah has different opinions. So the Mishnah has a machlokes. So one Tana says, if it started to rain before Hanetzach Chama, before the sunrise, then you don't have to fast the rest of the day. But if it started to rain after Hanetzach Chama, then you already started to fast. So then you have to fast to the end of the day. The other opinion, we don't pass like that. We pass can, if it started to rain before Chatzos, then you didn't even begin to fast. You're having a late breakfast. But if it only started to rain after Chatzos, that's already Haskalah's Tainus. So then since you started the Tanis, so you have to finish, you should fast till the end of the day, even though you already have the Yeshua. Because since you started to fast, so you see from that, that's how we pass. See from that Mishnah, that it's called Haskalah Satainis if you don't have anything to eat till after Chatzos. So that's why on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast, also the Hesped of Tainis. So you shouldn't wait to make Kiddush till after Chatzos. A lot of times you have a chazan is singing away in shul, and especially if you have a chazan with a choir and you have a rabbi who holds a long drasha, so by the time the people are going to get home, it's going to be after Chatzos already. So that's not right. So they have Kiddush in shul. So that's also questionable. Vilna Gaon Paskin Zayin Kiddush Alam Amakam Suda. You're not yotze with cake and cookies. You have to have Lecha Mishnah. You have to have the meal. Not every shul has Lecha Mishnah available. So that's an issue. So you should always make sure that you eat before Chatzos on Shabbos and Yontov. If you're afraid you're going to miss Chatzos, you should really have a drink of water before you daven Shachris. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're mekel on that. Rosh Hashanah, since the Shitas HaGoyim was that it's permissible to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't, that's not the accepted opinion. There were always tzaddikim in all the generations who would fast on Rosh Hashanah, but we don't, that's not the accepted opinion. But still, you're not mechuyev to be machmer that you should make Kiddush before Chatzos. So you're mekel. On Rosh Hashanah, we're mekel on that. So what's the din over here? So the Gemara, Rav Huna had a chiddush. Not only is te'ima, te'ima means just to have a snack. So te'ima before shachris, that's the pasuk. Either it's a din deraisa, maybe according to the Rama, according to others, it's a din derabban. But after you already daven shachris before musaf, We don't accept Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna says, "Basal adam shi'itam kulam." Not allowed to have te'ima. Not allowed to even have a little snack before you daven musaf. And the Gemara is going to say we don't pass like that. So we paskin te'ima is muta before musaf, also before shachrin muta before musaf, but to eat a whole meal, that's not allowed. To eat a whole filling meal before you daven musaf, that's not permissible. That's only also before shachas. So again, so Rav Yehuda didn't feel well. He didn't show up to Rav Yosef's shir. And the next day, when he did show up to the yeshiva, so Abai wanted to meet Mechabed Rav Yosef, so he was interrogating Rav Yehuda when he came into the basement. How come you didn't show up yesterday to the shir? He said he wasn't feeling well and he wouldn't be able to follow the shir. So he said, you weren't feeling well. Why don't you eat some food at home? So he said, I'm not allowed to because yesterday was Rosh Chodesh and we daven musaf. And the shir was going to be right away. So there was no time. There was no time. He would have to daven musaf first and then have something to eat. So he had missed the whole shir. So then he asked them, Abba, yes, them. Omale, Abba, yes, Ravivi, Eboy le lemar, let's loosen himself and be yochid, lelita midi ulameisi. All right, you follow Rav Huna's opinion that even te'ima is aser before musaf, so one should daven musaf bichidus. If you're going to daven musaf, it's always going to take forever. And if you're going to have to eat before the shir, you won't have any time to. So he said, one should daven musaf bichidus. What's azay shlecht? Daven musaf bichidus, and then have a meal at home, and then come to the shir. So he says, I'm alive. You're not allowed to daven musaf before the tzibur. So he says, no, that's wrong. That means if you're in shul, and everybody's taking off their tefillin, let's say, they put back the Sefer Torah, and everybody took off their tefillin, and they're about to daven musaf. This guy's going to daven musaf before everybody else. He's gonna finish davening musaf. Everybody else, that's not right. But tziba shonu. So this Rav Yehuda was following two things that we don't accept. One was he was machmal like Rav Huna that you're not allowed to have even a snack, even just te'ima before you daven musaf. We hold it's mutar. And he had another chumra that also lo adam l'hachlan tefilos hatzibur. Even though he's davening b'yichidus at home and in shul they're davening down the block, a different building. So he held, you're not allowed to daven before they daven shul. So Gemara, we don't pass like either of the incorrect, either of the mistakes that Rabim. Leisichel said, lo kerabuna, lo kerabu shomalei. Kerabuna hodi amoran. We don't pass like Rabun who said, you're not allowed to do te'ima before musaf. We allow te'ima. We don't allow eating a full meal. How do you know? The Rishonim all say, you don't allow a full meal. How do you know? Because we don't duchen by mincha. By Ma'ariv, we don't duchen because no chazoras hashatz. How come no chazoras hashatz by Ma'ariv? Because tefilas arvis rishus. That's what the Rishonim say. So you don't duchen by Ma'ariv. Shad is, what if there's no chazoras hashatz by Ma'ariv? What if you're davening the ila and the chazan is saying chazoras hashatz? Chazan is saying chazoras hashatz from the ila. It's in the middle of the night already. Do you say there's no duchening by Laila? Because nesias kapayim is compared to akrovas akrovanas. And all karbonas have to be offered by Yom, so that's why he said, that's what Rov of the Mekaymas, the Beis Yosef quotes the Maharil, the Rov of the communities had the practice that when Ne'ila is recited, when the Chazan gets to the end of Ne'ila, it's already in the middle of the night, so just like you're not makro karbonas balayla, so too, you can't duchen balayla, because duchening, in the Chumash, duchening is compared, hukash, to Hakrovas HaKabonis. The pasuk says the Kohanim the chosen, Ki Bom Baruch Hashem L'Shoreso U'Levorach Bishmo. L'Shoreso means to be Makor Kabonis. L'Levorach Bishmo means to Duchen, to say the Birchas Kohanim. So just like there's no Sheris Balayla, just like you're not doing Hakrovas HaKabonis at night, so too you don't recite, even if you sing Chazoras HaShatz. By regular Ma'ariv there's no Chazoras HaShatz, so of course there's no Duchening. Duchening is only at the conclusion of Hakrovas Kabonis Tzibur, or at the conclusion of Chazaras HaShatz. So there's no Chazaras HaShatz of Ma'ariv, nothing to discuss. What about the Chazaras HaShatz of Ne'ila? And the Chazan gets to the Duchening part, and it's in the middle of the night. So most places in Europe, Maril said, meaning was, they wouldn't duchen if the chazan only gets to the duchening part of Ne'ilah in the middle of the night. And Frankfurt, that was the Yotzman Club. Frankfurt is down the block over here by Breuers. They have the Minhagim from Frankfurt. So they duchen in the middle of the night on Metzor Yom Kippur. The Maril defends the practice. Shasa the Baruch Bishma duchening is hukish to Akrovas Akabonis. So the Maharil explains that the Shagasari has a sefer on Tainus also. He says the same thing in his sefer. He says he can't be makar of any Kabbonis Balayla. No, only Dalar Avodis Adam he can't do Balayla. Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zvika, the Dalar Avodis Adam have to be done by Yom. But who says that duchening is hukish to the Dalar Avodis Adam, hukish to Nisach Hayayin. Nisach Hayayin can be done by Laila. Other Avodis can be done by Laila. Hektar Chalov Me'evarim, Haktar Seymurim is done by Laila. The only Dalar Avodis Adam have to be by Yom. Dam Nifsal Bishkir Sachama. That's why you can't do Avodis Adam by Laila. But Duchening is Hukesh to the other Avodis. That's why you can't have Balayla. That's the official justification of the meaning in Frankfurt. Even though the Gemara says that duchening is hukish to avodis, hukish to the avodis adam, not hukish. He said not hukish to the avodis, not hukish to the other avodis. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Ulei hisilchus aloke rabuna aloke b'shem." We don't pass like rabuna or the Amoran. That what you're not allowed to have te'ima before Musa. We are allowed to have te'ima, but you're just not allowed to have a full meal because the Gemara says that you don't duchen by mincha because the kana maybe it could be that they had revias yain. Shosu revias, you're not allowed to duchen. That's a machlokes whether that's a din derais or din derabon. Some of the shanim hold that's a din derais. The Gemara says a balmum is not allowed to be makar karbonis, but he is allowed to duchen. But a shasa revius, if he drank wine, just like he's not allowed to be makam karbonis, he's not allowed to duchen either. So Gemara learns that out from a pasuk. So that's the question: whether that pasuk is a real drasha gemara deraisa, or it's only an asmachta that din that the kohen who's shikir is not allowed to duchen. The mocker, the drasha that the gemara learns that is: where does it say the mitzvah of duchening? And parshas naso, pasuvachas b'neisal amalahem, and it's right next to the parsha of nazir. And the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine. So because of the smicha, yidarshan smuchim, it's not Mishnah Torah. Why should yidarshan smuchim? We pass the only darshan smuchim and Mishnah Torah. So some Rishonim say, no, this is a din deraisa, and you do darshan smuchim. But just like the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so too the Kohen is going to duchen, not allowed to drink wine. So that's questionable whether that's a real din deraisa or din derabbanan. Many assume it's only the Rabban. I think they quote the Rabban holds that it's a real din deraisa. So we don't allow duchening by mincha because maybe the kohen will have just had a drink of wine. What if it's mincha and a tiny sibur and everybody's fasting? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. We paskin, you're not allowed to duchen mincha and a tiny sibur because of gzera otu mincha all year long. Mincha all year long, people are not fasting. So maybe the kohen was shasa revias yayin. So we don't even allow to duchen mincha and a tanit sibur, even though everybody's fasting, because of the gzeira, a loy plug from the rest of the year. Then the Gemara says, Vahashto, as we are going to print, as we're completing the writing of the Talmud Bavli, we do allow duchening a mincha and a tanit sibur. How come? Why did the din change? If the psak in the earlier generation was machlag zatanaim, whether you allow duchening mincha and a tanit sibur, everybody's fasting. So the psak hamkubal always was that you don't allow duchening on a mincha because of the gzera atu any other mincha. So why did the psak change in the days of the Amoraim? One says v'hashta that we duchen by mincha on a tiny sibur. But the reason why is because they changed the practice. They used to always daven mincha early on a tiny sibur, and after mincha they would give drushes to be ma'ur the people to do tshuva in different areas where they saw that they were mezalzel. And when the Gemara was completed, Talmud Bavli was completed, so they changed the practice, then they moved mincha to be later on a tainis sibur, right before the shkia. So the Gemara said, "Bahashta that we duchen by mincha on a tainis sibur, even though the Psak HaMekubal for generations was the other way, that we don't allow Duchening, Hanatanis Hebrew, even though everyone's fasting. Because Bizman is there, we changed the Zman HaMincha, we dab in Mincha so late in the day, so it's like Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is supposed to be when the sun is starting to Chama Brosha Ilanis. He says this daven nila when it's late in the day, so it became like neila. So neila is always on a tiny sib. Mincha every day of the year you daven mincha. So the original psak on the kubal was that even mincha on a tiny sib is exerot to mincha the rest of the year. But once they changed the zmana mincha that they daven mincha late right before the shkia, so their mincha is like neila. And the Ne'ila is always a tefillah sataina, so you're allowed to do it. Yeah, the question is, Abba Bizman Azeh, in most of the places, they daven mincha earlier on the Taina Sibra that they do all year long. All year long, they daven mincha right before the Shkia. And on the Taina Sibra, a lot of people don't plan to fast the whole day, so they want to daven mincha earlier. So that's the question. The Gemara says, we changed the Psak, but the Gemara gave the reason why he changed the Psak, because we daven mincha later today, but today we daven mincha earlier on the Taina Sibra. So the minig by most places is that you don't duchen bizman hazeh by mincha because we don't follow the rest of the Gemara. We don't daven mincha especially late on the Taina Sibra. And the Chazon Ish has the practice not so. Once the Gemara changed the zman, once the Gemara changed the psak hamakubal that you can duchen mincha on the Taina Sibra, so even though they changed the zman on mincha to be earlier, the Gemara's reason doesn't apply, so the Chazon Ish says the halacha still applies. It's a difficult Chazon Ish, but they practically follow the Chazon Ish. They duchen on the Taina Sibra, even though they're davening earlier than usual. Not only are they not davening later than usual, they're davening earlier than usual. And most of the places, they don't have that practice. It's only by the Chazon Ish. Difficult sheep. So the Gemara says, we don't paskin either of these dinner. We don't paskin the dinner of Rav Huna that you're not allowed to have te'ima by Musaf. That's again, the Rishonim say, te'ima we allow. You're not allowed to eat a whole meal. In some communities on Simchas Torah, they have hakafas forever. And then they tell everybody, go home and eat. And then we'll get together, we'll daven mincha half an hour before the shkia. What do you mean? They'll daven musaf later. Instead of davening mincha half an hour before the shkia, they'll daven musaf 45 minutes before the shkia. Then they'll daven mincha later. You can daven mincha all day long. That's not right. First of all, nikra posheya. If you don't daven musaf before sof zayin shoes, Rabbi Yechon said nikra posheya. And number two, you're not allowed to eat a whole meal before the musaf. If you would be allowed to eat a whole meal, you wouldn't be allowed to duchen a musaf because of the gzera de kohen and may be drunk. So you're not allowed to eat. Just te'ima we allow. Te'ima we allow, but you don't allow, you don't permit a real full-blown meal. That's what all the Rishonim say on this Gemara. If you would allow a whole meal, then we wouldn't be allowed to duchen to musaf any day. So the Gemara says we don't paskin like these two sheep. Number one, that you're not allowed to do teima before musaf is not accepted. And then leisel chasak Rabbi Shimon Levi, why was I given shigiz ma mincha? Also adam shiitam klum. Is ma mincha? It was a long time ago. Ma mincha is half an hour after chatzos. What time is chatzos now? 12:20 or something like that. So half an hour later is 10 to 1. Starting from 10 to 1, you're not allowed to do teima. Te'ima is asa before. No one holds like that. I'm sure about Levi. Woo. So we don't think most of we don't pass like that. That te'ima is not allowed. What is the din? We allow Suda Ktana. If it's Mincha Gdola, we allow Suda Ktana before Mincha. But you don't allow Suda Gdola. If you're going to a wedding or a bar mitzvah takes forever also these days. So if it's a Suda Gdola, or the Chayyadim quotes from the Vilna Gaon Sudas Yontav is a Suda Gdola, then you have to daven Mincha first. So that's why in the Yeshiva, they always have a minyan for Mincha on Rosh Hashanah, right after Musaf. They have a minyan for Mincha because of the Chayyadim. Chayyadim quotes from the Vilna Gaon Sudas Yontav has a din of a Suda Gdola, and a Suda Gdola you're not allowed to have before Mincha Gdola if you didn't daven Mincha yet. Okay. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana was a Tana. Nechunya ben Hakana, they quote him in Halacha, not just in Divrei Drush. Nechunya ben Hakana, he was spalled because Salsa Beis Medrash, B'tzios at Tfilak Tzor. He always offered, not a Shmon Esri, he offered a Tchina. Amala, ma'amakam Tfila Zu. Amala, and b'chnisasi, as I enter the Beis Medrash every day, he would talk and learning. He would pask in Shabbos. I hope I won't pask in wrong. I shouldn't make a mistake. At the end of the day, when he goes home, and he knows and hoydol chalki, thanks to Rabbanu Shel Olam that he had a good day of learning. Tan Rabbanu, what exactly did he say? What was the nusach ha'tfila? So in some gemaras, they have it printed on the inside on the first page. On the first, he's supposed to say this tfila. They recommend everyone should say it's a mishnah. What was his practice when he entered the Beis Hamikdash? I shouldn't make a mistake in halacha. What does that mean? I hope I shouldn't make a mistake, and my contemporaries will be rejoicing over my mistake. That's what it means. His chaverim was such miserable chaverim that when he's going to make a mistake, they're going to laugh at him and poke fun at him. So that's Pashup Shot. That's what it sounds like. It says, I shouldn't make a mistake and everyone will laugh at me. And they'll be dancing from joy why I made a mistake. Others say no. They'll have so much respect for me that I if I make a mistake, they'll accept it and they'll pass on like that. Next time the Shaila comes up, they'll always pass on like that. So he said, I hope it doesn't happen. I should make a mistake in Halacha, and they have so much respect for me. Yismuchu b'chaver, they say, that's gevaldik, and they'll always paskin wrong, because they heard from me. So he says, I hope I never make such a mistake. And I shouldn't say, al tome, I shouldn't make a mistake in Pesach Halacha. V'leikosher chaver v'dvalach v'esmach b'hem. That's also, what does it mean? So Pashup Shat means, I hope my friends shouldn't make a mistake, and I shouldn't laugh at them and rejoice over their mistake. So what kind of a person is he? That's a nasty thing to do. So others learn, no, I hope my chaverim shouldn't make a mistake, and that I'll have such respect for my chaverim, I'll be dancing from joy that they gave a psak and I'll pass like them, and it's all wrong. So he hopes that such a mistake will never happen. So that's the tefillah that he used to offer in the morning, before he started to learn for the day. B'tzios, when he leaves the Beis Medrash, what did he say? 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 The Yoshvei Koronas. The Yoshvei Koronas are the people who sit on the corners and they play pinochle, they play cards. The Puerto Ricans right over here across the street. Those are the Yoshvei Koronas. Shani Mashkim, hey Mashkimim. I wake up early in the morning and they wake up to play cards. Ani Mashkim, Divider, hey Mashkimim, Dorm Betelem. They're playing cards. Ani Amel, hey Mamelem. Ani Amel, Makabaschai, hey Mamelem, they ain't Makabaschai. Why? All the Yoshvei Koronas are not Makablim Schar. Some of them hold down a job, and they do get paid a salary. Why do you say, Ani Amel Mekabaschar? The Talmid HaChachamim get more salary. The Rebbe's and Yeshiva get more salary than the businessmen. How is that? So they say a pshata, I think, in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Gemara tells there was a Tana Shimon HaMsoni. They're not sure what his name was. Even the Chemi HaMsoni, Shimon HaMsoni, that he had a policy, HaYadorish Kales V'yesh Shabbator. Every time he says Bereshis Bolakim Es Hashemayim Es Oretz, every time he says Es, it's coming to be Marbis something. So he gave years and years of his giving shurim, explaining what every time what the Es is Marbis. Till Achi Gia, one fine day, gets to the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro. So what can be Marbis? Whom should you have Moira from on the same level as Hakadosh Baruch Hu? There's only one God. So Pirish, he backed out. He backed out from all the drugs. He said everything is wrong. So the Talmidim asked him, what's going to be? We have notes and notes, notebooks of all the notes, all the drushes that he said. So he said, Kishem shekibat ischar ala drisha, just like I got reward for saying all the shirim kachani akabal ischar ala prisha. Now I'll get reward for not saying those drushes because it's wrong. Now I realize that es is not marba anything, because there's one es, shalom kachat, they can't be marba anything. And that's how the world was going for a while. Achibar Rabbi Kiva v'limed, es shalom kachat, til the rabbis Talmidim chachamim. That Moira Rabba Kamara Shaman. You have to have Moira from the Rebbe like Yira Shaman. So the Mefarshim ask over there, what do you mean, Kishem Shekibarti Schar Al Adrisha? Kachani Akabel Schar Al Aprisha? it's a glory milson of prayer that all the drushes were wrong. So they should throw everything away. They should put it in the shemus. Everything is wrong. Why does it say kishem shekibart yischar al adrisha? It's a glory milson of prayer. Everything was a false shatera. Not going to get schar al adrisha. So the answer is, you see that you get an A for effort in learning Torah. If you work in construction and you build a whole beautiful building and the whole thing collapses, they don't pay you a penny. You don't get paid for attempting to do a good job. You get paid if you did a good job. If you did a miserable job, you don't get paid. But the Talmid Chachamim get schar even when they say a drasha and it's wrong. He says he did get schar because he was attempting. He was trying to say the correct pshat. It's such a Ravid picks up on that. The Ravid has hasogas. The Ravid learned b'charus with the Balamor. They lived in Provence, in southern France, in that section where they had different tradition, different girsus, everything was different. So the Ravid and Balamor both learned b'charus. Each one wrote hasogas on the other one. The Ravid wrote hasogas on the Balamor. Every paragraph begins kosum sham. So when they printed it around 100 years ago, they found the manuscript. So they called the name of the Sefer Kosum Shom. Because every paragraph begins Kosum Shom. Balamor wrote this. And half the time he says, he stole it from me. It's mine. It's my shtigl Torah. Half the time he said that it's wrong. Whenever he didn't steal it from him, he says it's wrong. That was the style to write such sharp. The Ravid writes such sharp hasagas on the Rambam with such force. So the Ravid wrote, and then Balamor wrote Hasogas, and the Ravid wrote a Sefer Bali and Nefesh on Taras HaMishpach. So we have Hasogas by the Balamor, and the Balamor, the Ravid wrote Hasogas on the Balamor. Balamor wrote Hasogas on the Ravid, but then the Ravid also wrote Hasogas on the Rif. So the Hasogas on the Rif begin in Ksubas, I think, in the fourth parak, Narish and Espatza. So he writes there, I'm only 19 years old. And I'm disagreeing with the Rif. The Rif is the major Pesach, like the Mishnah Berurah today. That's what the Rif was then. From the Gaonim, they didn't have any organized Sefer Pesach, so they only had the Sefer and the Rif. Says, I'm only 19 years old, I'm right now, I saw this on the Rif. Probably everything that I say is wrong, but I'm still going to get reward even if it's wrong, as it says in the Gemara, Kishem shel kibalti schar al adrisha, kachani akabal schar al aprisha. The Rabbi is the one who points that out. So that's what they say in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. He say, "Ana mashkimim v'hem mashkimim, ana amel v'hem amel, ani mekabel, ana amel mekabel schar, ana amel v'hem mekabel schar." Means if someone is in another field, a different parnasa, and he makes a mistake, he worked hard, he doesn't get an A for effort. They don't pay him the salary if he doesn't produce. But in learning, even if by mistake he gave a wrong pshat, and then you back out from it and you say it's wrong, you still get schar. That's what Shimon HaMsoni said. Kem shekibarti schar al adrisha, kach ani akabal schar al aprisha. So he said, that's what it means. Ana amelim em akabal schar ana omol. I'm the attempting to give the right pshat, even if you say the wrong pshat. Yeah. Ani rotz v'hem rotzim. We're all running. Well, everybody's rushing. Ani rotz l'chai olam abayhem rotzim l'ber shachas. The Yoshvei Koranis, they waste the whole day. That's the tefillah that we say when we make a siyum. We say, "Amelam mekablan schar," and so on. Tan Rabban Kishchol Rablezer. Rablezer was about to die. Nichnasu Taminim Levakroi. Amaloi Rabbeinu Lamdeinu Orches Chaim. Teach us how we should lead our lives. In this kvayim lechayu olam abba. Amalahem Yizor b'kvod chaveirechem. You have to be respectful to each other. I remember when I was in high school, the Rebbe pointed out an interesting pshat. I think it was an original pshat the Rebbe had. He said, the Gemara says in the third parak in Sanhedrin that the derech alimud in the Beretz Yisrael was manimim zavazeh ba'alacha. There's a Navi Yecheskel has a maklum noam and a maklum chovlim. So the Gemara interprets that this represents the two styles of learning. In Bavel is to be mechablim zavazeh ba'alacha. They would work out the din. They would argue with each other. And Eretz is always makal noem manimim zelazeh balach. They were pleasant with each other. They didn't insult each other. They didn't scream at each other. They were pleasant to each other. So it says Talmid Rabbi Akiva died being Pesach Latzeres Hashalanoga Kovet zelazeh. So everyone wonders, how can it be? Rabbi Akiva was the one who said, after the Racha Kamecha is the most important mitzvah in the Torah. So how can it be that his Talmid was the Noga Kovet Zebizet? So Rav Henkin, who was the big rabbi in New York before Moshe came to America, Rav Henkin used to say that in all the history books, it says that Talmid Rabbi Akiva were killed in the Bar Kochva rebellion. It had nothing to do with Lenoga Kovet Zebizet. That was the most ridiculous thing. But they, in the days of the Gemara, they were afraid to write that, they were afraid to say that, that the Romans would punish them. If they'll say that Talmid Rabbi Akiva were killed in the rebellion, in the Bar Kochva rebellion. So they wrote down the most ridiculous thing, everybody knew that that was a code. It means that they were killed by the Romans, but they didn't want to say that. So they wrote, that's what he said. That's famous from, I think. So this Rebbe suggested of Shad. My Rebbe's name was Rabbi Henoch Fishman. He learned in Miri Yeshiva. He was one of the few who was zechet to learn by Radova Soloveitchik in Europe before the war. When I was a student in high school, there were three rabbeim who had learned by Radovala. There was Rabbi Yeruchim Gerelik and Rabbi Henoch Fishman and Rabbi Noach Bornstein. And Noach Bornstein, we have his grandson in this year, great grandson in this year. So this Rabbi Henoch Fishman, he thought pshat was, they experienced the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so they thought maybe the Derech HaLiman in Eretz Yisrael should become like the Derech HaLiman in Bavel. So they were not noegim kovet zeh lezeh when they were learning. They were fighting with each other. They were learning the Derech HaLiman of Chutz Lortz. They thought that after Churban HaBayis, Eretz Yisrael has the same thing as Chutz Lortz. So they were punished for that, that was the wrong Derech HaLiman. That's a Achidush, he deserves to die. Everybody deserves to die because they're learning the wrong Derech HaLiman. Whoa. That's what the Rebbe suggested. I don't understand. Possibility. Okay. So Rav Blazer is telling his Talmidim, how should they be noika? He's our big quote, chaverechem. You should be respectful to each other. Lina b'deichem en ha-higoyon. What is higoyon? So Rashi has two pshatim. The one pshat is, don't let them learn too much Tanakh. What's wrong with Tanakh? So the Tzlach is a sefer by the Nadi Behuda on Brochus and on Beitza. So Tzlach lived, Nadi Behuda lived in the 1700s when the Maskilim started with their Apikursish interpretations of Tanakh. They had new interpretations of Tanakh, not in accordance with the traditions of the Torah Shabbatah. So he says he understands why Minyan B'nechem you go and don't let your children study too much Tanakh, because the professor of Tanakh may be an Apikurus. He may be teaching you Apikursus. In Gemara, they never had Apikursim teaching Gemara. In the days of the Nadi Behuda, they only had Apikursim teaching Tanakh. Today you have Apikursim teaching Gemara also in all the universities. But that's what the Tzlach suggests. And the first pshat in Rashi. The second pshat, no. Don't let your children play stupid games. Try to educate the children of the young generation. And the other pshat, don't let them learn too much Tanakh. Tanakh is important, but the Gemara says we live in the generation of the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what it says in Seder Olam. It says in the Seder Olam is a history book by the Tana Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, and it gives the history, the version of history that the Tanoim had, Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta's version. So it says there, Mishemes and Neviim Achreinim Chagas Chai Malachi, when they died, Butla Nevuah Meisu at the beginning of the Bai Sheni period. Now we live in the Tkufa of Torah Shebaal Peh. And says the Gula Hasid will be in the Schus, and he's on the Golem of Belimba, Elabeschus, Liban Hamishnais. Mishnais means Torah Shebaal Peh. The emphasis should be placed in our generation, and Lima Torah Shebaal Peh. Doesn't mean you shouldn't learn Torah Shebichsav at all. The emphasis should be placed on the Torah Shebaal Peh. You can't understand Torah Shebaal Peh without Torah Shebichsav, though. You have to spend some time learning Torah Shebichsav. That's not right. There were Jewish people that don't even know, not only do they not know the Nevi'im, the Nevuas, they don't know the names of the Nevi'im. You tell them a name of a Nevi, they think it's a Christian scholar. They don't know that these people were Nevi'im. These are Jewish names from the Nevi'im. Anyway, so that's the questionable line. Rashi has the two pshat. First pshat, don't let the children study too much Tanakh. And second pshat, sichas hayilodim, don't let them play silly games. Try to raise them at a young age. To raise them, they should learn Torah Shebaal Peh from a young age. And if you do this, that's what they asked him. Tell us Orchas Chaim, so we should be zecher to Olam Haba. So he said, if you do all of these suggestions, you'll be zecher to Olam Haba. So that was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus on his deathbed. Then the Gemara tells the story, Shechol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Nichnasu Talmidov, Levakro, Kimish Rosham, his Chalivkos, starts to cry. So the Talmidim said to the Rabbi, Rabbi, you're the God Lador, what are you crying about? Mata Boichev. He called a big Talmud Chacham and called him Ner Yisrael. He illuminates all of Klal Yisrael with his Torah, Amud HaYimini. Amud HaYimini was in the Bais Rishon. It was an Amud HaYimini. Pat Teshachaz, it means the Gedoli Hador. So he says, B'nema Atabach Amalahem, Efeimis Agarata, if they would bring me to a judgment in the court, Lifnei Melech Basu Adon, Hoyim Alich HaMosi, the king is not going to live forever. Hayom Kana Mocha Bekeva, the king is alive, not going to live forever. So he may not ever judge in Kois Allah in Kasa Kasa. If he gets angry at me, he's not going to be angry forever. He's not going to live forever. I may outlive him. The most fun, if he puts me in prison, then he's a reason. I won't be in prison forever. I'll appoint a new king, and he'll get me out of prison. Then my son, and if he kills me, I'll be dead. I'll have a tchias amesim. I can talk him out of it. Well, I can bribe him. If I know that I'm going to a mishpat by a melech basavadam, I would be petrified. I would be frightened. I would cry. After shemalich mosalif, I'm going to die. I'm going to go for lachames mishana. He's going to go to the yom adin. If he gets angry at me, kasa elam. And if he puts me in prison, I'll be there loyal and void. And if he me sani, I'll be really be dead. I won't have a tchias lames if he doesn't want. So for sure I should cry. For sure I should cry. Then the last piece of Gemara till the Mishnah, we have to see. I think the Marsha has a comment. Okay, so we'll save that for next week. So again, the next, tomorrow, and next week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I may be a little bit late this year because of these bechinas. And Sunday we're going to pick up here. I think we have to do the Marsha. And then tomorrow we are on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, I think, on the bottom of the Amud. By Piyutim, we're up to that. I think we're up to the Mishnah Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. And on the basis, Bichas HaTorah, an important basis. Okay?